KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Happy trails to you.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for another edition of Happy Trails as we keep our eyes on the prize, a regional trail system all throughout Humboldt County. It is May, and we are in the midst of Bike Month. And we just happen to have a full house today. Emily and I are talking with Mark Mueller and Melanie Williams, all members of the Bike Month Humboldt Coalition. Good morning, all.
Morning, Cliff.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, indeed. So we are in the midst of Bike Month, and from what I've heard, a very successful one this time.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what's making it such a successful Bike Month?
Well, we've had several events so far that, with good turnout, we started off with the Roadie Parade and did synchronized bicycling there. And luckily, there were only two little mishaps during, of course, while the cameras were watching.
Naturally. What kind of mishaps?
Oh, just kids not looking in front of them and kind of piling it here and there.
Mm-hmm.
At low speeds, though.
So that's good.
Everything's cool. And then we had Humboldt Bike Films Shorts, which was on the 8th, and that at the Siren Song Tavern, which is new this year. And, I don't know, had like 30 people show up to that, I think.
We also had Bike to School Day as well, right?
Yeah. Don't want
Absolutely.
To forget that.
Yep.
Melanie probably has something to say about that.
Mm-hmm.
That was quite a hit, Cliff. I've got a new bike program running at Grant Elementary here in Eureka this spring, and the fifth graders are all getting cycling education in class. So they had about a combination of 40 kids, some of them walking and some of them biking to school last Wednesday morning on Bike to School Day. And we had children at Lafayette. Their principal led them out on a great big beach cruiser, and we had a group of us over at Alice Burney. So all throughout the county, there were kids on bikes biking to school, and that's always a really fun day because you get all the enthusiasm, and their classmates see them show up on campus. It's really kind of a carnival, festival, parade kind of feeling. It's wonderful.
Great. So what kind of participation? How many people... Yeah, any idea how many kids participated in Bike to School Day?
I know just here in Eureka, where I organized it, we probably had close to 100 kids between walking and biking, maybe even a few more. It was really successful. It's been a great deal of fun, and the school district's got some bikes that they can lend to children who don't have them now, so that also helps get participation.
That's fantastic. I know when I was a kid, that was my main mode of transportation to and from school was a bike. Did it for many years.
You know, and there's also a lot of enthusiasm in getting families out riding. So we have any number of events. Last weekend, as part of Bike Month, we had the family fun ride at the Tour of the Unknown Coast, and we had, I don't know, probably 100 folks with kids in trailers riding their own bikes for 10 miles through the farmlands of the bottoms there in Ferndale. So getting as many people out as we can.
And Bike Month is really celebrated nationwide in May, and in Humboldt, it's been going on for 15, 20 years.
It's
been going on for a while, and the Humboldt Bay Bicycle Commuters Association was the organization that really kind of started it here locally, and now there are so many dozens of organizations, municipalities, and businesses that really have been making it happen that, you know, this year and for several years. But what's really exciting this year is kind of the launch of a bicycle-friendly business kind of program. And so, Melanie, can you kind of tell us why this is special and kind of how it started this year and what people can expect?
Absolutely. Well, what's exciting to us on the committee is just how eager the local businesses all throughout the county were to get involved. So for bicyclists who are wearing a helmet, get to these shops by bike, or show their Bike to Work Day sticker, which they can get this week in Arcata or next week in Eureka, there are shops that are offering discounts all month long, both in Arcata and Eureka. All you have to do is show up by bike, and you can get a discount or some treat that they have, some perk or incentive that they have for cyclists. Then in Bike Month, which is I'm sorry, in Bike Week, which is the 10th through the 16th, both in Arcata and Eureka with their bike weeks. You can get you can go to the Garden Gate or to Scoops or to Eureka Trading, all kinds of different shops. And if people want to know the list of shops, you can look it up on Bike Month Humboldt on Facebook or at Humbike on the Internet, just on the website. And then on actual Bike to Work Day, the North Coast Co-op has been a longtime sponsor. And in the morning, you can go to the co-op on your bike with your helmet and get a free safety checkup for your bike. And you can also get a bunch of coffee and sweet treats, fruit, to get you back on the road for your commute to work. And then the afternoon at the gazebo, businesses like mine and others have put up various gifts for raffle. And there are enough raffle gifts this year that just about anybody who shows up has a good chance of going home with a pump or a light or piece of bike art or jewelry. It's going to be really, really fun, and we're so grateful to the local businesses. There are probably close to 50 local businesses that have agreed to participate this year.
Oh, that is just wonderful. And of course, I think we're in the midst of Bike to Work Week, aren't we?
Yeah, we are for Arcata. So this week is Bike to Work Week in Arcata, and the major event for that will be Bike to Work Day Arcata on Thursday.
Got it.
So Thursday, May 14th, and as Melanie said, the co-op in Arcata will have a morning energizer station, and there's local bike shops that will be helping with tune-ups there in the morning, and also at the rally at noon on the plaza. So that's where all of the raffle prizes will be happening, and kind of a lot of camaraderie, and also kind of updates on kind of where we are as a community for kind of making progress on bicycle facilities and education programs. So it'll be a fun time, too.
Absolutely. And I hope the weather doesn't dampen the enthusiasm, literally, because right now it is actually raining outside the K-Home and into the world.
Yeah. I don't know. If you're worried about getting wet, you don't do much in Humboldt County.
Good point. So, I remember, it's like one thing when you're biking when it's raining, the first few moments, it's like, oh, I'm getting wet. Then you're just like, oh, I'm wet. So you're wet.
I wear wool, lots of wool.
Uh-huh.
It's good in wet weather.
Cliff, the other thing that's really exciting is just how much the local governments and police departments and public works types have gotten involved. And so one of the things that has happened is that most of the municipalities and the county have declared Bike Month and read proclamations. And one of the things I enjoy doing is I've gotten groups of school children to go and to receive these proclamations in the various towns and at the Board of Supervisors. And it's a way for the children to be civic, to see that biking is also a policy issue, not just a pedaling issue, and to get the recognition from the Board of Supervisors, the cities of Eureka, Arcata, Fortuna, Blue Lake, Trinidad, it just reinforces the fact that we're all trying to move together in this direction of making Humboldt County a bike-friendly place.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah, it is great. And the more people who participate in things like this, the more enthusiasm there is for our regional trail system, which is slowly developing and making it a very bike-friendly community.
Absolutely, and we're getting bike lanes near some of the local schools over on Park Street. We've got new bike lanes that the children are able to use, and they were able to use those for Bike to School Day. In Arcata, we've got the new Bicycle Boulevard. So everywhere you look and wherever we can as part of Bike Month, we're trying to have an event that showcases some of these new bits of infrastructure, which the community, through taxes and grant writing and hard work, has finally been able to get actually on the ground for us to use. So all of that is part of what makes us perk up, get enough PSIs in our system to really, really enjoy being bicyclists here in Humboldt County.
So what's a PSI?
Pounds per square inch.
Got it.
You get pumped up. That's what you measure on your bike gauge.
Gotcha. Okay. Fantastic. And as you said, this has been going on now for close to 20 years now, and enthusiasm for it has been increasing every year to a point where this is probably, as you said, probably the most successful yet. Well, that is
seems like it. Emily's got her finger on that pulse. She's done a wonderful job through RCAA of just kind of giving us a place to meet and getting the planning. And I think it's among the most successful, in part because we meet for months. People like Mark and others from Caltrans and just folks from all over come together on their own lunch hour, volunteer their time, and then do all the background work to secure the venues and get the participants. Una Smith over at HCOG has done an incredible job of getting all these businesses signed up. So it's months worth of work for what people see on the ground during the 1 month of Bike Month.
And what is always fun is kind of new people come into the mix that really want to really lend their hands to making events happen. And we have had a couple new people that are new to Humboldt that joined the Bike Month Coalition and worked on a lot of the graphics and helped make a really successful film night happen at the Eureka Theater.
That's right. That was great.
That was last Saturday, and it was a great collaboration with the Eureka Theater. So, a lot of work people have put in. If anyone's interested in being involved next year, you can contact info@humbike.org or really just check out Bike Month Humboldt on Facebook.
So we are actually less than halfway through Bike Month. What kind of activities are yet to come?
Well, I'll let Melanie or Mark take that on.
Well, I'll just say one thing, and Mark can take on the next. But this Saturday down in Lolita, there's an opportunity for families to come to a bike rodeo. It's kid-focused. It's always a really good time. Anybody who shows up can get a free safety check for their child's bike. If you can't bring a bike, you can borrow one and have your child run through the skills course. There are free helmets distributed, and it's a carnival atmosphere. There's hot dogs and lemonade, so it's really a lot of fun. It's at the Lolita Elementary School from 10 to 1 this coming Saturday. And then on June 6th, there's a similar kind of safety event at the Jefferson Community Center, and that's running in the morning of June 6th. So those are two things that are coming up that are family-oriented and a great deal of fun.
Yeah, I'm interested in checking out that block party at Jefferson. I live in the Eureka area, so that'll be a neat thing to
And then, Emily, you want to say something about the scavenger hunt? Because you helped put that on the 22nd.
Yeah. So a lot of people really enjoyed a scavenger hunt ride last year, and kind of group rides that bring different people together and just kind of for fun, and the casual bike ride are, those events are really fun. So we're having a similar scavenger hunt ride in Old Town Eureka on Friday the 22nd. And that'll be kind of the day before all the kinetic craziness starts. And we're going to be having kind of some activities that sort of pay homage to the kinetic race coming up. And it'll be a fun surprise. And it'll be all ages. We had several families that participated last year, and everyone had a blast. So that will be Friday the 22nd. And there are, so many events that it's kind of even hard to list everything.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that because I had to set up for another event before, while that was going last year. So it'll be fun to participate. We'll have bike to work days in Arcata and Eureka, as Melanie mentioned. And I have to say those Energizer stations are really neat because you get to meet some people that are actually commuting to work, others that are commuting to work on their bikes, and it's fun to chat with them and see, just meet others that are doing the same thing.
Yeah, definitely. And speaking of the co-op also, kind of in collaboration with Revolution Bicycles, is having a bike raffle. So it's when you're coming into the Energizer station on Bike to Work Day, also kind of put your name in the hat to win a bike at the co-op, and the co-op has really put a lot of effort into Bike Month. You can kind of check out several articles in the co-op news about how to commute by bike or how to carry things on your bike, and
Someone
great graphics,
told me that
too.
They're going to have a trailer you can borrow to bring your groceries home if you're doing a big shopping trip, and I don't know, that's kind of a hearsay thing. And then the other thing I wanted to say is I've taken a look at that bike they're raffling, and it's beautiful. It's got disc brakes on it, and it's a step-through frame. It looks like the totally comfortable Humboldt deal with the, the little bit of drizzle and, that kind of thing, mm-hmm. sort of a bike. Just really super useful bike.
Fantastic. And speaking of kinetics, I want to remind folks that this coming weekend, Saturday to be specific, it's going to be the Rutabaga Ball, which is going to be taking place at Redwood Rocks starting at 7 o'clock as the new Rutabaga Queen gets crowned. And it's a wonderful party for all these human-powered sculptures that are going to be zipping all over Humboldt County Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a heck of a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Bike Month. It's going on now. Be part of it. Again, give the website where folks can find out all the stuff that's going on.
Humbike.org.
Very easy to remember. Humbike.org.
Or Bike Month Humboldt on Facebook.
That's right. Many different places where you can find out all the different things. And, you know,
and collect all kinds of really cool free stuff at all these businesses.
That is right. And kudos to all the businesses for participating this month. I really do like that. It's a wonderful new wrinkle. Well, we are about out of time. But, Emily, do we want to touch on anything before we wrap?
No, I think there's. We'll have time next week to kind of talk about more things upcoming. And just hope hope everyone is able to be outside and enjoy this great weather and celebrate Bike Month.
Absolutely. All right, Emily and Melanie and Mark, thank you all for coming on.
Thanks, Cliff. Right on.
Absolutely. This conversation on Happy Trails, as always, will be podcast at iTunes and at khum.com. Just look for Happy Trails.
Happy Trails.